you know, the Flying Nun one was like the, you know, like the big one because there's the pictures and everything like that, and you know that was really great. But I think my favorite one was the Honeymooner show. I think I was Alice or what's Ed's wife's name? I think I might have been Ed's wife. You know, Steve was Norton, and Mike was you know, one of I can't remember which wife we were. And, you know, Jerry was, of course, you know, Kramer.
Jackie Gleason, yeah.
Yeah.
The, did the, sort of the theatricality ever kind of get in the way? I mean, did you ever think it was like, you know, it's like, why can't we just go up there and play? Why is it going to be
a
big production?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what it turned into. We just got up there and played pretty much, you know, because after... I don't, because the band was actually together quite a while, and after, I don't know, when we, actually when we started, we just started playing like the White Noise Benefit, then we play Halloween, then we play New Year's Eve, you know, so we just played on these really special nights, you know, and then we started playing all the time, you know, and then it was really hard to, you know, for anyone, you know, to come up with something different to do every time. So I think after a while it was just kind of like, well, fuck it, you know. I mean, we might as well, you know, just play. And the other thing was, we always dressed up. Like, Jerry, like, still would come up with, you know, like, Katie had her, you know, secondhand clothes store. And Jerry was, you know, pretty good secondhand clothes collector himself, you know. And so he would always, like, you know, give us, like, you know, these... smoking jackets or, you know, things like that, or, you know, velvet wedding suits, or, you know, I mean, we always had stuff like that, but it wasn't like the theme, like, you know, like the fat suit or the you know, Flying Nun or the Honeymooners anymore. And I think I don't know what audience reaction was. I think, you know, I think on the one hand, people probably appreciated when we didn't do the themes because the band was better. But on the other hand, I think probably a lot of people missed that theatricality, you know, because it was, you know, it was pretty novel.
Mm-hmm. There's pretty much no one else was kind of doing that kind of like performance art music thing.
No, and I mean, the songs were like kooky too, you know, I mean, that's what the thing was. The songs went along with that kind of thing, you know. But then later, I mean, we did a show in like Saginaw or something where we had to do three sets, you know, and so we ended up learning all these rockabilly covers and all this stuff, and that was already when Mike was out and Dave was in, you know. And actually, nothing, you know, nothing against Mike or anything, but the band was a lot better after when Dave was in. You know, because it had nothing to do with Mike, but just the way the band progressed, it just worked out that way. Because in the beginning, I think we were supposed to be really bad.